In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
What's going on, everybody? Francisco Rojas here. It's a beautiful Monday morning. I haven't even looked outside. It doesn't matter what it looks outside today, what it looks like outside. The air quality seems okay. I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if it's sunshine. The Phillies have gotten their third straight series win against a good team, the LA Dodgers. Yes, you know, you take two of three from the Nats. Potentially could have swept if Wheeler didn't have that bad outing. The Tigers, you do sweep. The Dodgers, you take two of three. But it's important, and I know the Dodgers, we'll get into it. Dodgers did have two bullpen games, but who cares? Yes, you didn't have to face Urias, and yes, you're thankful for that. But the Phillies win their third straight series, win 7 of 8 to this point. We're all thankful. The Phillies sit just a game under 500. Seems like a couple weeks we were talking about, some people were talking about fire Rob Thompson. Postseason could be bleak at this point, but this is what we do. It's baseball. It's up and down. It's a 162-game season. It's hard. It's hard. I get it. It's hard to be rational sometimes. Let's be honest. It's hard to be rational sometimes. Okay? It can be difficult, especially over the course of 6 months, playing every day, every night. It can be difficult. But here we are, the Phillies at 32-33. You could be the New York Mets. You could be fourth in the standings. No, we're third in the standings, a game and a half out of the wild card. But who's watching the standings right now, to be honest? It's still only June 12th. But here we are. Phils get their third series win in a row. So let's get to the game recap, shall we? Get into the key moments. So bottom of the first, Bryce Harper with an RBI single. Trey Turner scores to make it a 1-0 ball game. The Phils get out to the early lead in the first inning. A couple of innings later, bottom of the third, Bryson Stott, major league at bat. I feel like we say that 90% of the time when it comes to Bryson Stott at bats. Major league at bat. 2 RBI single. Trey Turner scores again. Bryce Harper scores 3-0. Philadelphia Phillies, top of the sixth. Of course, Freddie Freeman, known Phillies killer, with a bomb to make it a 3-1 Phillies lead. Bottom of the sixth, Garrett Stubbs getting some playing time. getting a little bit of playing time, Garrett Stubbs. Give JT Realmuto a little bit of rest. He could use it every now and then. The amount of work that he gets over the course of the season, especially after last year, and then playing the World Baseball Classic too. Garrett Stubbs with the suicide squeeze. Bryson Stott scores 4-1 Phils. Top of the seventh, Jason Hayward on the other side for the LA Dodgers with a solo homer, 4-2 Phils. And then half an inning later, Nick Castellanos. I mean, what he has done this year, and we'll get into it as the show goes on today. Nick Castellanos with a two-run homer, 6-2 Phils, four-run lead. And that's really all the Phils would need to this point. Yes, they did add on. Even later that inning, Cody Clemens with an RBI single. Bryson Stott would score 7-2 Phils. And then next couple of innings, Max Muncy would ground to a force out with the bases loaded. Mookie Betts would score 7-3 Phillies. And then top of the ninth, Craig Kimbrell, who has been good as of late, strikes out James Outman, the young Dodgers star, to get the 7-3 win. Craig Kimbrell there to get the Phillies a much needed series win, because of course we're all freaking out. Oh, look, it's the same roller coasters, and I've talked about this before. I hate roller coasters. I don't want to ride the big red roller coaster at Dorney Park. I don't know what it's called. I don't want to know what it's called. I don't need to know what it's called because I hate it. It's scary. I'm scared of continuing this roller coaster ride with this Phillies team. So thank God. And hopefully, and obviously the Phillies need to do more than just to, you know, this third series win here. They're not even back at 500 yet. So we're still on the roller coaster right now. I am nervous. You know, we're kind of still going up towards the top. You know, are we going down? I don't know. It doesn't matter. You guys get it. We're still on the roller coaster. The roller coaster ride isn't over yet. I need something more smooth. I don't like it. Okay. So again, Phils get the 7-3 win here, win 7 of 8. You took 2 of 3 from the Nats, swept the Tigers, which you were supposed to do. Should have swept the Nats, too. And here we are. So just my takeaways from this game specifically. I mean, how can you not be happy with what Nick Castellanos has done? Two-run homer in this game. Was talking to my new coworker, shout out to Justin Morgenstein, this morning. We talked about, you know, just the type of at-bats he's been having, and even the pitch that he hit on that homer where he kind of reached out even to pull that out to left center field to where that ball went out. I believe it was what? It was a 103-mile-per-hour home run, 407 feet. To take the pitch where that was out to that part of the ballpark, which is really hard to do. Nick Castellanos doesn't do that last year. We were talking about this. He doesn't do that last year. Like, Nick Castellanos is a different hitter this year, and we're seeing it in at-bats like that. I mean, he's just doing that this year in general, even if it's just simple, you know, flares, singles or whatever it may be, simple hits that he's getting this year like that where, you know, he's among the league leaders right now, you know, in average, in doubles. Just like looking at his slash line right now, like 312, 358, not slugging quite where he slugged in the past with like Cincinnati in those real prime years to where he was, you know, having those years where he was having, 34 homers. And I know that was like his peak year, but we kind of look towards that because that's when the Phillies signed him right after 2021. But, you know, that 34 homer, 38 double year, 309, 362, 576 slash, 938 OPS. No, he's not having that type of year, but, you know, he's more towards, like, I'm looking at it right now on his Savant page, like, 23 homers like that year, or even like this year with the, when he got traded to the Cubs. Like, and I'm looking at a 2018 year with Detroit, 23 homers, 46 doubles, 298 average, 354 on base, 500 slug, 854 OPS. We're seeing that more that type of year right now. Right now, what he's doing right now for the Phillies in 2023, and how could you not be happy with that? You know, just looking at last seven games, 333, 400 on base. Last 15 games, 373, 406 on base, 644 slug, three homers. You can't not be happy. Okay, yeah, could use a little more power from Nick Castellanos, but I'll take what he's done so far this year. Even though it's only, it's eight homers. You know, but I'll take 20 homers this year, 20 to 23 homers, a 300 average, a good on base. Like, that's what we want from Nick Castellanos. I mean, he's top three to top five in doubles right now, 21 doubles. Like, this is good from Nick Castellanos. Like, I'm taking that, okay? So, Nick Castellanos, how can you not be happy? That's my first takeaway from this game. Two-run homer, 2 for 5. What he's done for the Phillies this year, very good. That's what we want from Nick Castellanos. On the other side, we're looking at pitching. Taijuan Walker, 5 innings pitched, 2 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Yes, he was upset being taken out of the game when he was. I mean, he threw 83 pitches, okay? Like, obviously, Taijuan wanted to stay out there, and that's good. And that's good. And maybe it would have been good for Taijuan to stay in there. But the fact that, and it's good. I like to see that. I like to see that he cares. Like, we like to see that energy from Taijuan Walker. I like to see that he cares. And more importantly, like, this is, I mean, this has to be like Taijuan's, like, fifth straight start, you know, since that San Francisco outing. Like, I'm looking at his, you know, LA tonight, last night, 5 innings, 2 hits, or yesterday afternoon, excuse me, 5 innings, 2 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, no earned. Like, against Detroit, 7 innings, 2 hits, no earned, 3 walks. Against New York, not great. You know, not amazing, but 4 innings, 2 hits, 3 earned, 2 strikeouts. But then you look at Atlanta, 6 2/3, 3 earned. You know, like, and him going 6 2/3 is great. But just that in general, like, Taijuan's been more consistent. That's what we wanted out of our 4-year, $72 million pitcher. Okay, like, that's really important from Taijuan Walker for us to see from him, you know, being the third or fourth starter, whatever you want him to call him in this rotation. So, getting to the series takeaways, and, you know, Taijuan Walker kind of, he ties into this, and I kind of already talked about it enough here, but the loss, don't want to talk about the loss too much. I mean, yeah, Nola. I mean, yeah, I didn't even write this down. Like, Nola has not been good. And that's kind of one thing where you want to pump the brakes a little bit because we want Wheeler and Nola to be more consistent. And Nola has not been that. Yeah, the whole incident with Rob Thompson getting ejected over the weekend where Nola was asking for more balls because he's having a little bit of trouble with the pitch clock this year. Nola's got to get it together. Nola's got to get it together as far as the pitch clock goes, okay? Like, that's on him to really get used to the pitch clock. Like, it's 2.5 months in now, so that's up to Aaron Nola to get used to the pitch clock. Like, but we're not going to blame all the pitch clock on Aaron Nola or blame it him having the type of season he is having just primarily on the pitch clock. We're not doing that, okay? Like, 2021, he did more of the same stuff. Had like 3 or 4 straight good innings and then have an imploding inning to where, okay, some of his underlying metrics are good, like his expected FIP or his expected ERA are good, but I don't care. Like, he's still coming out of these outings, and, you know, I like analytics, but they're not the end-all, be-all, and that Aaron Nola kind of proves that this year. So, him still giving up 4 earned through, 6 and a couple of innings. Like, it's still, some of that primarily is on him, and, like, I get it, the offense didn't come out and support him, but Aaron Nola is one of your best pitchers. It's him and Wheeler at the top of the rotation. Like, they're supposed to be ace 1A and 1B, however you want to flip it. It's probably more Wheeler 1A. It doesn't matter. Like, Nola is supposed to be better. So that's where you're happy. Obviously, three straight series, winning series. But, like, Nola and Wheeler are a big factor for them, just even making the playoffs, okay? And we still have three-plus months to go. But Nola and Wheeler need to get it together. I don't think they're going to trade Aaron Nola by the trade deadline. I don't think it's really happening or anything. But, you know, less of that noise needs to go away and Nola needs to have some good outings here, okay? Like, consistent outings, I'm tired of it. Especially him, Wheeler as well. Like, they need to get it together, okay? So, Nola, another takeaway from the series. Ranger Suarez, another takeaway from the series for me. His best stretch since coming back from his injury right now, Ranger Suarez. He's had his absolute best stretch. Six innings, one earned, four hits, eight strikeouts. Great outing. Again, against Washington, eight hits, one earned, three strikeouts. Great outing. Start before that against the Mets. 6 2/3, two earned, four strikeouts. And then, you know, Arizona, not a great outing. Five innings, five earned. And the outing before that against Chicago, not a great outing either. Two innings, four earned. But as of late, better. So best stretch since coming back from injury, Ranger Suarez. Have to be happy about that. Have to be happy about that. So more positive than negative. But you gotta say that the Nola outings, you're nervous. You're nervous because Nola was more consistent last year, and you can't say that his year last year, finishing fourth in Cy Young voting, having the year he had and having the September he had, didn't factor into them making the playoffs and making the World Series, because it did. You're lying to yourself if that didn't factor into that. So he needs to do more of the same this year, you know, for the rest of the year, and screw the pitch clock. Get used to it, dude. Okay, you can't throw balls back, multiple balls back anymore. Umps are catching on to that stuff, so you got to do what you got to do. So Walker, Ranger, third win series win in a row, all positives. Nola, not having the good outing he had on Saturday, definitely in concern still with Aaron Nola. So we'll see as the year goes on. Aaron Nola needs to get it together. So let's preview the next game and series shortly, and then we'll get you to around the league and NL East. I'm just looking at the standings quickly before I get you guys out of here so we can look at this Arizona series. And I'll have you guys, me and Dan Wilson are swapping Phillies Today's. I'm going to have you for the next Phillies Today right after the Arizona game tonight, where the Phillies did split with Arizona just a couple of weeks ago, I believe it was, right? It wasn't very long ago. It seems like, yeah, late, it was that third week in May where the Phils split with the D-backs. Did they win the series? No, they lost the series. They lost the series. I think it was the Braves was a split. The D-backs was the losing 2-of-3. That was the Turner home run. It's like, oh, Turner's turning it around. And he kind of sort of has. You know, I'm looking for Turner to really get hot here. He's been hitting the ball harder as of lately. Would really like him to start, really getting together here. It feels like we're beating the dead horse there here. But Trey Turner, hopefully, against D-backs, maybe you get that into your mind. Hey, I had that big home run last time I saw them, and that was, that gave us the win. So, or that tied the game. I forget, right? That tied the game, that Turner home run. Either way, it was a big factor in them winning late in that game. So maybe Turner kind of feels the mojo from that and helps the Phillies win. But, I mean, it's hard. This D-backs team is really, really good, and they seem like they're for real. Again, still a lot of time for them maybe to come back down to earth. But, I mean, their offense, better than expected. Fourth and run scored this year. When you got guys like Corbin Carroll in that lineup, Corbin Carroll, Christian Walker, I mean, Lourdes Gurriel has been very good for them this year. So, you know, there are some guys in that lineup who are really, 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 you know, that you have to, you can't take them lightly. They're a good team. They're a good team now. Okay. It's not, oh, when the Diamondbacks going to fall off. It's no, we need to take them seriously. I mean, how many have they won straight now? They swept the Tigers, won two against the Nationals, did get lost 2-3 to the Braves. But Diamondbacks are for real, man. They are, it seems like they are at least 40-25, 3.5 in front of the Dodgers, who the Phillies helped them there. So tonight you will see Matt Strom. He'll be the opener versus Tommy Henry. Tomorrow night you'll get Zach Davies versus the other Zach Wheeler. Wednesday, Merrill Kelly versus Ranger Suarez. Thursday at 3:40 p.m. All those starts tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday, all 9:40 starts over there on the West Coast. Thursday, 3:40 p.m. Ryan Nelson versus Aaron Nola. As that will be an afternoon start. So hopefully Nola can bounce back versus Ryan Nelson and the Arizona Diamondbacks. So we'll see there. They don't have to see Zach Gallen this series too. Very important. Even though Zach Gallen did get a little lit up by the Tigers there. So I think it's important. But let's quickly get to some of your NL East scores just within the division. The Mets lose 2-1 to the Pirates. I mean, the Mets just, they have been terrible lately. That's nothing you could say. They lose 2-1 to the Pirates. Washington takes out Atlanta 6-2. Isn't that lovely? Lovely for the Phillies. And then Miami wins 6-5 over the White Sox. Miami's a good team, man. Are they good? They're starting 37-29. It's weird, but will they fall off? I don't know. We'll see. So in the standings, 40-25, the Braves still sit 3.5 in front of the Marlins. Phils 8 games out of first place, 32-33. Mets 31-35, 9.5. They continue to falter. Washington 26-38, 13.5 out of the division. And then just looking at some of your scores overall. Again, Arizona 7-5 over there in Detroit with a comeback win coming into the series with the Phils. Cleveland 5-0 over Houston. Baltimore 11-3 over the Kansas City Royals. The Twins lose 7-6 against Toronto. Tampa Bay, the marquee series over the weekend. Tampa Bay 7-3 over Texas. Oakland, look at that. Oakland sweeps, right? They swept Milwaukee 8-6. Cincinnati 4-3 over St. Louis. Padres lose 5-4 with Colorado winning there. Cubs lose 13-3 to San Francisco. LA Angels 9-4 over Seattle. And Boston over their arch rival, the New York Yankees, 3-2. So that's going to do it all. That's going to do it today for Phillies Today. I'm Francisco Rojas. Hopefully, I mean, I guess at the very least, I'm expecting a split. You really would not be happy. It seems like setback after the Phils, you know, again, the roller coaster ride. It seems like after every Phils streak, it's followed by a series loss or a couple of series losses in a row or a 5-game losing streak. So hopefully you can get a series win here, or at least at the very least a split against Arizona. Arizona's good, but Phils have a lot of talent, man. Let's get it together. Go Phils. I will talk to you guys about 24 hours from now. See ya.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.